Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast, the place to be for drama teachers, drama students, and theater educators everywhere. I'm Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello. I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. You have reached episode 160. You can find any links to this episode in the show notes, which are at theaterfolk.com/episode160. Okay. The topic for today is competition. So we go to a lot of conferences and festivals, mostly in the States, where students don't just compete with one acts or full lengths. There are a lot of individual event competitions, monologues, duets, ensembles, musicals, set design, costuming, so much more. And I've judged these events at various festivals, and the whole process can look quite nerve-wracking. You know, you have to get up in front of sometimes three judges. We're all sitting at a table who, as soon as you start acting, they start writing. I think it's really hard to act and be judged at the same time. So one of the bigger festivals for these individual event competitions is the Florida State Thespian Festival. When you walk through the convention center on any given day of the festival, every corner is filled with students practicing, singing, preparing to compete. The energy is just, it's bouncing off the walls with people waiting to perform, waiting to find out their score, crying sometimes when they find out their score, or, you know, the opposite, screaming in elation. And I had the pleasure of seeing a number of my scenes performed this year in competition, and I thought it would be interesting to interview some of the students about their experience. So we're going to listen to four groups who all competed with scenes of mine. First group is Brandon Kraft, Cameron Logan, Jordan Capps, they used my short play Blue Sky, Hannah Groves, Chapel Darley performed a scene from a play called Body Body, Lena Robertson, Natalie Viter completed with Lies, and Emily Ravenel and Tyreek Moore competed with The Big Lie. Okay, so let's hear what they've got to say. All right, I am talking to
Brandon Kraft
and
Cameron Logan
and
Jordan Capps.
Okay, and you guys just performed a scene, Blue Sky, which is a play of mine. So you've just come out of the competition room. How do you feel?
Emotional.
Yeah?
Buzzed,
that's good.
A little forlorn, because that's the last time we'll ever be performing that. We put so much time into it.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you about that. Cool.
Very flustered, like.
Yes?
Yeah. Like nervous, all that nervousness, and it's like went so into that, so it's pretty.
Yeah, so you put all your energy, and then it's like, where does it go now?
Yeah.
So competing is really different than performing, mm-hmm. isn't it? How does it play for you? What are the differences?
I think the difference is, like, because we've performed this several times, like at our school for an audience, just to show them what we're bringing. And when you do that, you have a lot more flexibility with it. Like, for instance, we did Deck the Stage as well.
Yes.
And here we're not allowed to use costumes, but there we wore rolled up short shorts, suspenders, like as German as we could go. And you can, it's more entertaining the audience instead of trying to make sure you have the criteria for the judges and you impress them instead.
Yeah.
It's like a whole another world from between the two of them.
Yeah, does judges really add a different level?
Oh yeah. A lot more stress, definitely.
Way more nervous.
Yeah.
Like, going into that, I was like shaking, but going onto a stage in front of a small town audience, then it's not as
scary. Isn't that funny? Like you can go out in front of a huge audience and like not be nervous at all, mm-hmm. but a room with like three people,
mm-hmm.
and do you notice when they start writing?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always like kind of glance down at their faces, and if they kind of like maybe shake their head or just a face, like for instance, one of the audience members in our school, they both made a face like, ooh, and did that, and I immediately was like, oh gosh, what did we do? And they said it was actually out of like, ooh, good job, because of what we were doing. But yeah, so like you automatically kind of have a negative view towards it, and you're
always
really critical about it.
How's your concentration different in a competition?
I'd say like it on certain pieces it's a lot better, but with that one, my concentration going into it, I was so nervous, I was like jumping around all over the place. But for different pieces I've done, like musical pieces, sometimes the competition like just drives me and like makes it where I'm super focused. So it just matters what I'm doing.
Yeah, nerves play different ways, don't they? They can sometimes, like, fuel your energy and sometimes, exactly as you say, scatter your energy.
Like, for Blue Sky, for instance, I could, like, beforehand when we were performing, I ran through all three of our lines just in a row in my head because we know it so well. But as soon as you get up there, it's like everything is just gone and your mind instantly goes blank and you just kind of have to let it flow. Yeah.
It's you kind of, like, let your subconscious take over, I'd say, like, not so much worry about what you're going to say next, but, like, feel how you're going
to
say it.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good way of thinking about it in competition, is you want to know it, and you don't want to get too caught up in your brain, but just to let your body memory to help you out.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Like. Yeah.
Also, like, for instance, when we were doing that piece just then, because I guess it's so different every time because we're not letting our subconscious do it. That was, like, the most different it's ever been. Like, he used a different voice in, and we just had a lot different stuff. And then before then, we did it a whole other time. And we were like, all right, we need to make our energy super, super high. And we performed it differently right before then. So there's, like, three different times.
Yeah, it's like you're planning it. You're kind of thinking ahead of what you want to do and stuff like that. Whereas right there, I guess everything's so caught up. You're kind of, like, up to here with everything. Yeah. So you're just kind of going as much as you can. And yeah.
That's what, like, audiences give you that feeling, like, rehearsing and stuff, like, alone, it's nice, like, it's just good for memorization, but when you're in front of an audience, that's when you know it's going to be real, like, that's when you really feel the energy coming out.
Well, that's what acting is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can rehearse all you want, but it's the performing aspect, whether it's competition or in front of an audience, that's the final thing.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff, speaking of which, what kind of stuff did you do to prepare this scene?
We definitely did repetition a lot, and then every time we would try to do something a little bit different, like every time our interactions would be completely different. Like, at one point I look at him and I'm telling him to get up.
I totally noticed that.
Yeah.
Yep.
The very first time we did it at Districts, I think I didn't look at him at all. He just got up and did it. But over time, repetition, me and him would pick up different things. We would have different cues. Like, for instance, there's a point where I like add words, like, instead of saying, hey, wait, are you going to the help band? I'd say, hey, are you going to the help band? You just add different things over time. With,
like, more personality to it, I would say.
Personality
kind of, like,
comes
kind
in.
Of twist on it. You don't want to change it, but just add a little bit of spice in it. And, like, a really big thing we did is, like, we sat down, because if, like, anybody ever goes to Districts, keep the judges' notes, because we sat down, went through every single note and picked it apart and redid it and tried our best to do it just to completely form it around and use all of our mistakes and transform it back into it.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's judges' notes are can be tricky because you don't want to, like, try to please them so much because, like, what happens if you get completely different feedback, which shouldn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you guys seem like you seem like in a good place. You seem happy with it. It was really neat. Your character has a lot of sort of, they're thinking, they're not saying what they're thinking a lot. And how did that play for you?
I think it's kind of like, I tried to tap into that, like, part of my life in reality, like, how that, like, how someone in real life does react to that, and, like, kind of show that that character is thinking a lot, but what he says, he's never satisfied, really, with what he's saying or how he's saying it.
Cool. Came across. Okay, last thing. What advice would you give to students and thespians who are, maybe they're afraid to compete, or they haven't really, they let their nerves get the best of them? What do you think good advice for competition?
Choose a piece that you feel connected to, definitely. Something that, no matter how many times you go through it, you still feel for it, and you still want to do it.
Awesome.
Let the nerves drive you. Like, when you get on out there, it's going to be an amazing experience because you're going to know that, like, you did the best time you've ever done because there's an audience and the nerves are driving you completely. So,
yeah, because you get to that point where you just want to walk out and leave and not do it, like, because you're so nervous and freaked out by it, and you kind of, like, and I thought a million times, this is going to go wrong, but just go for it, shoot for it. Like, both pieces, like, both of us did, we did Deck the Stage and then Blue Sky, and he did Pandemonium and Blue Sky, and both pieces, like, we never got tired of performing. Like, we would rehearsal after school, okay, and we did it, because every time you can do it a little bit different. They're both really funny, or Blue Sky is not funny, but serious.
Fun to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really, cool. Like, it kind of stretches that acting capability. So don't do anything you're not going to enjoy playing around with.
Perfect. Love that advice. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
I heard you on Sunday. Heard what? Sunday after dinner, I heard you. And tonight, 10 minutes ago. And on spring break, you said you were sick, but
what are you doing? Spying on me?
No.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you want?
Nothing, nothing. You're hurting me. My bedroom's right next to the bathroom. I'm not deaf.
Have you told anyone?
No.
Have you said anything to Mom or Dad?
No.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't concern you.
I'm not worried about it.
You aren't going to tell anyone. If you do, I'll just deny it. No one believes you anyway.
I'm not going to tell anyone. I don't want to tell.
If you don't want to tell, then why are you here?
I wanted to know how you did it.
All right, I am talking to...
Hannah Groves.
Hannah Groves and...
Chapel Darling.
Chapel Darling, and you guys are very excited. You've just performed a scene from my play Body Body, and how'd it go?
It was amazing. It was really good. Yeah.
Cool.
It went so well. We feel so good about it.
Cool. So, you know, some people, they go either two ways, you know, with competition. It either, like, riles them up and they really go to the top, or sometimes it can all sort of fall apart. But you guys seem to be like, nope, you're the first one. You're, like, rocking and rolling. How often have you, is this your first time competing? Have you competed at this level often, or?
Yes.
Yes? How many times?
We both competed at the state level at least once, but this is our first time acting at the state level.
Oh, really?
We both sing, and we were in a large group musical last year, and I was in a solo musical my freshman year.
Cool. How about you?
Yes, again, this is my first more individual piece at state. Last year, I've only performed in a large group.
Nah.
So it was very different to be just in a two-person piece.
So talk about that. How is it different? I guess, is it just the numbers that make it a different experience?
Yes, and there's more focus. Like, you've really got to concentrate on what you're doing.
Right.
Again, you still have to do that in a large group, but it's more individual, and you've got to, like, show yourself.
Yeah, you have to, and also that it's more on you, that if something goes wrong...
You can depend on others.
In a large group, there's always someone who's going to come in, as opposed to turning to the other person and going...
Exactly.
What do you like about competing?
Oh my gosh. Well, everyone here is really supportive of each other, and everyone's, like, really rooting for you. It's not, they call it a competition, but it's more like a festival of the arts and, like, appreciating everything. So competing is fun, but it's more like watching other people who like to do what you like to do and supporting them, and that's, it's, like, a really good atmosphere here, and that's always what I look forward to when we come.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes, I love coming here because sometimes when I start to question what I want to do, like, do I want to stay in theater, this place always makes me realize why I love doing it, because the people are so great and competing, like, fulfills me so much, and I just get to be, like, rejuvenated in the theater.
That is so interesting that you say that competition is something that fulfills you. Does it make you nervous?
It gives me butterflies, but not, like, I'm horrified. Like, I'm so excited to get up there and perform, and I'm, like, ready to go. I'm ready to go. Cool. Butterflies to get ready.
What are the kinds of things you did to prepare for competing? Because it's different than performing on stage.
Yes. Ran lines over and over. Talked about, like, we did it in some different scenarios. Like, let's do it like we're just having a normal conversation. Let's do it like we're, like, really intense this time. And, like, different things like that. Just, like, get the feel of, like, what we wanted to do.
We would piece together exactly what we did today. And it was perfect.
What's it like to have judges right in front of you?
It's a little stressful because you try not to look at them because they're not supposed to be there, but you're like, wow, they're really there. And the fact that they're judging you is kind of hard to not think about when you're up there.
Hard to really, like, block them out?
Depends. Sometimes if you're like, when I'm singing, it's easier to block them out, but when I'm acting, it's not. But you just have to find a focal point, and you can't look at them, because then you'll just, like, your train will stop.
You'll just get in your head.
Yes.
You'll get in your head.
Yes, exactly.
And then the lines will go, and you'll be like, I have no idea what line is next.
What's happening?
Where am I? What am I doing? Yeah, exactly.
Has that ever happened to you guys? Like, if where a competition has gone really awry?
Nope,
you guys are just like...
No, yes.
Cool. Okay, what advice would you give to somebody who was talking about, oh, you're like, you got advice?
You helped me think of what I want to say, so this is really awesome.
Advice to what?
Oh, to people who are afraid of competing, or to other students.
Well, I mean, I get that, because it is really intimidating and really scary when you have judges right there and, like, a bunch of people who also are really talented, like, in the competition, but really it is a place of support rather than competition, and so you're going to make a lot of friends, like, no matter what. You're going to make friends, and you're going to band together through your nervousness sometimes.
Everyone's
and nervous. Yeah, and so just, like, if it's what you love to do, do it because you love to do it, not because you want the score.
Exactly.
So, awesome. And that's going to make it a good performance every time.
Perfect. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're not my mother, Marty.
I know.
I'm the best bartender he's got. That's what matters. What? I'm making money for us.
I don't want you to lie.
It's not lying, Marty. It's different.
How?
I would never lie to you. That's the difference.
Promise?
Why do I have to do that?
Why are you getting defensive?
I'm not. Look, you have a job and I have a job, and let's just focus on that, okay? What?
You lying about anything else?
Are you accusing me of lying?
No.
Why would you do that to me?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so I am at the Florida Thespian Festival, and I am with...
Natalie,
what's your last name, Natalie?
Peter.
Okay, I'm going to get you to spell that later. And?
Lena Robertson.
And you guys just competed at State with your duet acting scene, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you have your troupe here. Troupe, give them some support. And you just did a scene from one of my plays called Lies. So in order to get to State, you have to get a superior, you have to get a certain grade at your districts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so this is not the first time you've performed this scene.
No, yeah.
No. So let's go back to the beginning. So why did you choose this scene? Why did you like it?
Well, at first, to be honest, I didn't have a Vita at the time. I had a different partner, but she had to go to Italy. And this scene, it just, what was going on, like, we read the whole thing, but what was going on, it just seemed something that we could do, that we could probably change up slightly to make it wonderful, make it work.
Yeah?
Yes.
Cool. What do you like about it?
I love how it's so emotional, and a lot of, like, teenagers kind of feel that same sense of abandonment, not to that extent, obviously. But, I mean, everybody's gone through that one phase in their life when they feel like they're left alone.
Yeah, it's like it's a different experience because that's what makes it something theater is that we take something ordinary, like a sister relationship, and then we take it to the extreme, that there's something extreme going on here with in the scene. It's two sisters, and their mom is AOL, and one of the sisters looks like they might be going down the same path. And it's called Lies, and there's a lot of different types of lies. So what kinds of things did you do when you were working on the scene? What kind of, like your teacher talked about, you did some backstory?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tell me about the backstory.
Well, the backstory, well, since we paid attention to this one part in your play where Martine's saying that she's gone off with Brad, Chad, or Winston, so we kind of assume that she's been fooling around with certain guys. So she might have fooled around with someone who looked something like me and then went off with someone else that looks like Peter and then had these two little babies, or we could be the foster kids. Like,
yeah.
And she's just using us for money.
You know what? What I was really impressed about the scene is that it didn't matter to me at all. It was the relationship that you guys made together that made you sisters. Do you feel that too? Did you work on making a sister relationship?
Yeah, we worked on it a lot, especially like character work, and also when we met each other for the first time, you know, like we immediately hit it off, and we became really good friends through the scene. It was really cool.
Cool. Now, you had said you've never done thespians before.
I haven't.
What's this experience been like?
Well, so far, it's been really fun, though I was crazy nervous before performing. Because, well, the other acts before us, they were all funny and all really good, and then we're just hitting everyone with an emotional wave. But we know we could do better.
Yeah.
Like, somewhat better than all of them.
Yeah, you didn't come across as nervous. How are you? Are you nervous? Or
a little bit, yeah.
And what's your thespian experience?
This is my second year.
Uh-huh.
So I went here the first time last year. And then, yeah, I feel like everybody gets those nerves right before they start performing.
I think so too. I mean, because you can use nerves sometimes. Like, it can really hype up your energy at times. And I would say you guys didn't come across as nervous at all. Now, how did you approach your character? Because you did a little bit, like, where some of the lines you came across as comedic, and I really quite liked that. Was this just natural, that it just came out of you naturally, or?
Well, I thought Martine herself was somewhat comedic, because, you know, she was young, and she's actually my age, too.
Right.
So, yeah, basically that's it.
Yeah, you were just drawing off of, you were responding to her as a character, as you would,
yeah,
as a person. Cool. Okay, was there anything, do you think, that you'd like to change? Or were you really happy with your approach?
I think that we had a very good approach. I liked our approach a lot, actually. Whoa.
How about you? You looked like you were thinking there for a second.
Yeah, I can't find anything. I liked how we did everything.
Awesome. So what, because I know that you guys had to do this once and then you receive an adjudication and then you have to do it again. What, did you take your adjudication into account last time? What are some of the things that were said to you that you listened to?
They talked a lot about eye contact since we had a couple issues with that the first time, and that makes like the emotion in the scene just so much more prevalent. So we worked on that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also had this problem where I was yelling too much.
Right.
So the lady, I don't know if it was the lady or the man, there was like most of that.
It all blurs.
I forgot who our judges were. But they said that shouting is not the only way to express anger.
Yes.
So I took that into account. And hopefully I did that.
Absolutely. I really got your eye contact. And also, that's a really great point. Because sometimes we feel when we get frustrated and we get angry, it all has to come out like this. It all has to come out very loud. And you always have to think about an audience will be yelled at for only so long. Because you only want to be yelled at for so long. And that, what are the different ways? Because there's cold anger and there's like, you know, and there's frustrated and there's a lot of different peaks and valleys. And that I really think that when you find those nuances, that's what really heightens your work. So what's next for you guys? Like, so this was your first? Are you going to come back?
Of course I am.
Yeah, excellent. That's what we like to hear.
Especially because I think she's going to find me at some point.
Pointing at her teacher.
That, and I'm bringing my little brother in too, because he likes lesbians.
Awesome. Cool. So this was your second year?
Mm-hmm.
What's the future for you?
I'd love to continue. It's such a great opportunity to perform and to meet people like you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So amazing.
Well, I really enjoyed your work, ladies. And so fingers crossed for your adjudication. Okay, thanks.
Are you trying to give me a bad name? Make me look like I care about my students?
But you're a good teacher!
What did you just say?
You're a good teacher.
Be quiet.
You make history fun and exciting and...
Don't say that.
And I know something else, too.
Shut up. I can't believe you're doing this. Send them all here.
This whole tough guy thing is a sham. An act.
No.
A lie.
It is not.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You love teaching.
I can't. Shut up. Shut up.
And you love teaching.
Okay, so I am here talking to Emily Ravenel and Tyreek Moore.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys feeling?
Amazing. Yes, definitely.
And these guys have both just come off their duet acting scene at the Florida State Thespian Festival with a play of mine called The Big Lie. Yes. Yes. So, and it's... extra special because of the way that the system works. Now you guys have already found out that you got a superior,
yes,
which is their highest mark. Mm-hmm. So that must feel really great.
It's amazing.
Definitely,
it's incredible.
So just talk about how did you feel? Because it's different to perform for competition than it is for a play, don't you think? What is that like?
You really have to adjust your levels of volume and the way you do things, how you interpret things in a ballroom as opposed to on stage. But you still have to project, you still have to enunciate, and it's incredible to perform in front of that many people because it's really intimate, I feel, so they're really a part of the story.
I think that's an excellent, I'm going to come to you, I just more than wanted to comment, just as we're talking about competition, I love the notion of you have to adjust. It's not the same as performing on stage, as performing like in a ballroom to three judges and a little bit else.
Yeah.
It's a different energy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think is... What do you have to take into consideration for competition?
What I have to take into consideration is that the difference in a play is that you have different scenes that can complement the scene that you're performing. However, in competition, then you have to bring the story to the competition room because they don't know the with the other scenes, they probably don't even know the play themselves. So for us, we have to make sure they understand. We have to bring them in to the story.
The relationships have to be there.
Yes.
That's a really great comment too, is that your adjudicators might not know the play at all.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've taken from, like, The Big Lie is a small play, but you could take a scene from a two-act work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really interesting point too, that everything has to be immediate.
Yes.
And you only get, because it used to be 8 minutes, but you only have 5 minutes.
Yes.
Right, and what is that like to prepare a five-minute piece?
It's crazy. Like, you really have to sit down and think about exactly your movements, because you can't take too long on anything. You can't really procrastinate anything while you're in the scene.
Delivering the lines, mm-hmm. making sure that every line is getting the right portrayal and integrity mm-hmm. of what you're trying to give your audience.
Well, because you can go either way. Like, you mm-hmm. could rush.
Yeah.
Or you could lounge and go over time, because I saw her hand go up mm-hmm. and I loved that you guys still kept, because there was a little bit, there was the last line is deal, pause, deal. Mm-hmm. And you actually, you didn't rush it and you let it go. And that even though you're like, oh, we got to make sure we're going to finish. And I think that's really important too, and to know too in competition, you need to have that balance.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things did you do preparing for the scene? Well, a big thing is that in the original script, so this is a teacher and a student scene, and the teacher is female and the student is male, mm-hmm. and you guys decided to switch it up. So talk about that.
Yeah. We had originally had it as I was the teacher, but we realized that he is much more dramatic than I am, and he can do a lot more than I can with the character, so I give the character to him.
And then what was that like? Tell again about what are some of the things that was like when you were sort of went, okay, how do I take on this and make it mine?
Personally, I'm very childish, so finding a portrayal of a teacher was very hard for me. We performed in front of our director our first time. He said, you need to find a persona. You need to find someone, an influential character of the school, such as a teacher, that you can have to influence your character. And that's exactly what I did. And I started to work with Emily, and I started to find my different character, find the character, and I started to basically make sure it blended with how the script portrayed the two characters and how we wanted to portray the two characters.
Absolutely. And it was really, and it's interesting from a playwright's perspective to see, because one of the great things I like about coming to a festival like this is that I get to see a whole bunch of different scenes and monologues, and to see a different interpretation and go, yep, I love that it works. I think that I like that when a scene has flexibility like that. Now, you guys were very, you had really a lot of engaged staging. Like, it wasn't static. At one point, you jumped on the table. You jumped onto the table and then jumped on
yes.
the table. And talk about, so a lot of times when I see competition scenes, that's the number one thing I comment on is static staging. There's not mm-hmm. a lot of character movement, and there's not a lot of, you know, it's the same kind of movement. So talk about creating the staging for this scene.
Creating the staging of the scene, we wanted the scene to continue to rise.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to plateau, because since we start out very strong, we didn't want it to remain at that constant level. So we were trying to, it started out as the lines, like trying to the delivering of the lines, but we found ourselves continuing to plateau on the lines. So we moved to the blocking, and that's when we started to go to the table and the flip over the chair and moving around the space.
Isn't that interesting? That's a good suggestion, that if you're speaking and things are plateauing, to look to the blocking and like to see how you can escalate
mm-hmm.
there. And it always has to be character driven, you know?
Yes.
It always has to come from what the character wants and how they want to express it. And I think that this character, and it's so funny, I actually think that if the student was played by a boy, the boy would never gotten on the table.
Yeah.
And jumped on the table like mm-hmm. that. Don't you think so?
Originally, I had kicked the chair over.
Yeah.
But then we were like, this doesn't work at all. So
yeah.
I was like, what am I going to do? And then he was like, get on the table. And I was like, okay. And I just jumped on the table.
And then jump on the table.
Yeah.
I'll flip over the chair.
Yeah.
No, it was just, it's so fascinating what to see how that works. Did you? So were you able to? Was the getting to the stamping on the table? Was that something that you worked up to, or a thing like, oh, this is where we can climax to, and then you worked backwards?
It was like a thing that we worked up to because originally the climax had been me kicking over a chair and him like freaking out. Him just freaking out, and then we just kind of went up to, eventually I was on the table screaming and jumping.
Like, the script escalates itself, so we decided to just enhance it, like put whipped cream and cherry on top.
And it's also too, it's a status play, so what's better status than her getting off the table or being on top? What suggestions would you give to students who are maybe they're afraid to compete or they haven't been successful at competing? Because you guys, you got Superior here, and you guys got
runner-up Critics' Choice.
Runner-up Critics' Choice in your district, which is a big deal, let me tell you. So what is your advice to those who want to compete?
I would say act through the nerves, because I am always nervous before, during, and after we perform, and just act through the nerves. Make sure you know everything that you have to do and be prepared.
That's lovely. I think that's great, because you didn't look nervous at all.
I was terrified.
You acted through the nerves. What about you?
My advice is to remain positive. Positive energy got me a long way with not only individual events, but through all the shows that I have performed in. Just sitting back and saying, you got this, like, we're going to get a superior. If your mindset is that we're going to get a superior, then it triples the probability of you getting a superior. And that is what that's my advice to any thespian out there, is to have positive energy. Always remain confident, but never comfortable.
I like that. Confident, but not lax. Not comfortable. That is a great piece of advice to end on. And I think, too, is that, you know, you really do have to do your best. Like, you have to do your best, because you never know what the judges are going to say, right? You know, you could have got judges who love that kind of physical humor at districts, and then you come to a higher level, and they're like, no. We're like, they like the more refined stuff. And there's nothing you can do to control that. All you can do is make sure that your work is...
make sure the story that you wanted to tell and the script is what you wanted to... what you want the audience to gain.
Brilliant. Love it. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, guys. It was such a joy to talk to you and hear all about your experiences. So again, that's Brandon Kraft, Cameron Logan, Jordan Capps, Hannah Groves, Chapel Darley, Lena Robertson, Natalie Veter, Emily Ravenel, and Tyreek Moore. Thank you very much. Okay, we go weird places. Okay, before we go, let's do some Theater Folk news. Okay, so I searched the Theater Folk website just for you. Yes, you. Oh, and you over there. Oh, and you behind there too. I searched the website to give you some more competition resources. Check out the show notes. You can find those at theaterfolk.com/episode160. So we've got two other podcasts, Celebrating Competition and Taking Students to Competition. You can find those. Beep, go to the show notes. We also have a three-part series on choosing, rehearsing, and day of competition tips with One Axe. And finally, there's How to Choose a Monologue for Auditions and Competition. If there's something you're looking for, there's a topic you want more resources on, or an exercise for, you know, go to our website, theaterfolk.com, search around. I was amazed at how much we had for competition, and this was just actually the first two pages that came up when I used the search function. So, you know, we got stuff, man. We got stuff. So again, you can find links for everything I mentioned in the show notes at theaterfolk.com/episode160. Finally, where can you find this podcast? We post new episodes every second Tuesday at theaterfolk.com and on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can find us on youtube.com/theaterfolk and on the Stitcher app. You can subscribe to TFP on iTunes. All you have to do is search for the word Theater Folk. And that's where we're going to end. Take care, my friends. Take care.